USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no campaign events on Saturday. The former vice president will be in North Carolina on Sunday. Meanwhile, President Trump with a busy day of campaigning on Saturday, spending part of his day in Wisconsin and Michigan.
So what all of the lawless rioters and flag burners have in common is that they're desperate to try and have a victory. Ask yourself this question. Do you want to vote for the candidate supported by anti-American rioters, which he is? Or do you want to vote for the candidate supported by the heroes of law enforcement in virtually every instance?
The Supreme Court agreed to review a Trump administration effort to exclude illegal aliens from the 2020 census count that is used to decide congressional seats. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and one nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. And analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations.
He was born in the USA, but Bruce Springsteen says if President Trump wins another term in office, he'll be on the next plane to Australia. Springsteen making the comments in an interview with Australia's Daily Telegraph. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A high priority for a Joe Biden White House would be to raise taxes on high-income Americans and push corporate tax rates up to 28% from 21%. As far as job creation, Biden, talking at a recent town hall, tells ABC News,
"In 4 years, Moody's, Wall Street, said I will create 18.6 million new jobs. The GDP will grow by $1 trillion more than it would under Trump."
Regarding Biden's claims, business and economics professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg, tells Fox News,
"Joe Biden likes to talk about certain aspects of his plan. He likes to not talk about some of the really critical aspects. So he loves to mention the Moody's study. What he doesn't mention is that Moody's has been wrong in some pretty big ways in the past, including about President Trump's own economic record. He also loves to talk about the fact that he wants to raise taxes on the wealthy. But he doesn't like to talk about what his tax hikes on corporations and businesses would mean for the average American. And the problem is, we never get an honest discussion about that."
The Butterball Turkey Hotline is getting ready for a different type of Thanksgiving this year. More people are staying home this year for the holidays due to the pandemic, creating more rookies baking turkeys. And hotline operators will be working from their homes. The Turkey Hotline going strong since 1981. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.